Experts say a controversial zipline proposal on the outskirts of Brisbane could be a deciding factor in the next council election. According to the Brisbane City Council website, the project will reinforce Mount Cutha as a premier destination for ecotourism. But some Brisbane residents are concerned the project will have negative effects on wildlife and will fail to attract the needed tourists. Farah Taufik reports.
An opponent of the controversial zipline proposed for Mount Cutha predicts a wave of anger could put sitting LNP Brisbane City Councils at risk at the next local government election. President of the Mount Cutha Residents Alliance, Dr. Peter Hale, says LNP incumbents in the Walter Taylor Paddington and the Gap wards could be under threat.
The council has been in power for too long, and it's time for them to go because they're ignoring the people of Brisbane.
Dr. Hale says even though the councillors' positions are under threat, they are too afraid to stand up to the project.
The Gap ward, we've got Steve Turmey, and in Paddington ward, we've got Pierre Maddock, whose margin isn't anywhere near as safe as Kate Richards over in Pullenvale. Now, Maddock and Turmey have refused to stand up to the Lord Mayor. They both told me this is the Lord Mayor's baby and we can't say anything.
Dr. Hale adds that even though the Pullenvale ward is safe for Kate Richards now, people are getting angrier every day.
There are four council wards which surround Mount Cutha. There's the Pullenvale ward where Kate Richards is sitting on a pretty comfortable margin. But there are a lot of angry people out there. The same in Walter Taylor ward, Paddington ward, and the Gap ward. In all these wards and across Brisbane, people are very angry with the council because they've gone ahead with all these developments and ignored the city plan.
Dr. Hale concedes Pullenvale ward councillor Kate Richards' 32% margin would be difficult to overcome. The LNP dominated the last 2016 Brisbane Council elections, winning 19 out of 25 wards. Griffith University political analyst Paul Williams agrees with Dr. Hale's assessment.
Yeah, so Walter Taylor and Pullenvale are much safer, yes, but definitely the Gap and Paddington are vulnerable. The margins in the Gap and Paddington are between 5 and 6%, and with a very active campaign, the Gap, I think, would be better placed in Labor would be better placed to win the Gap than the Greens, and the Greens would be better placed to win Paddington than the Labor Party.
However, he believes the zipline project is enough to endanger LNP seats in both the Gap and Paddington, should it break ground.
Both LNP members are in danger in the Gap and Paddington on this issue alone.
Community objections to the proposed development relate to perceived noise, effects on ecology and wildlife, as well as its impact on the quality of the iconic summit outlook. The Wire has sought comment from councillors for Mount Cutha and adjacent areas, but they are yet to reply. Brisbane City Council has identified the benefits from the project and believes it will inject $232 million into Southeast Queensland economy over 30 years by boosting international and domestic tourism. But Green politician and member for state seat of Maywar, which represents Mount Cutha, Michael Berkman says the council's economic argument is difficult to swallow.
Mount Cutha is already one of Brisbane's biggest tourist draw cards, and I think it's kind of misdirected for council to try and make the case that this will attract more tourists to Brisbane. I just find that argument really hard to swallow. The beaches will still be there, the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast. People are still going to predominantly come here to visit those tourist centres. So I think that especially when you look at the price tag on this thing, it's supposed to be more than $100 a ticket, as I understand it. The economic case for building this massive zip line, I don't think it stacks up at all.
And that report was by Farah Taufik.